The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. The master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming. He would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" The Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants, to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he'll put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, and that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. The servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much. Still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. As a preacher, it's almost like going to a Japanese buffet where there's so many things you can eat, you don't know where to start. Or like a kid with a fistful of nickels in a candy store, where do I go? So I'd like to give you a little tidbit of the readings, the responsorial psalm, and the feast of, we celebrate the Votamasnon of St. Joseph, that we have a great love for St. Joseph. So what I'll do, I'm going to pick up maybe one idea from each of the readings and the psalm and develop a 8.5-minute homily on that. Okay, the first reading, it's so rich, but you heard three times the word grace. I'd like to give you an acronym that I got from a Protestant minister to explain what grace is. Grace, spelled G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. You like that? It's good, isn't it? That I got from Adrian Rogers, the Baptist minister. Amen. So God's riches at Christ's expense. As a teacher, I like to preach through acronyms. God's riches at Christ's expense. Okay, the most important thing in our life is to die in the state of grace. Everything that's happening, even the political situation, is secondary to dying in God's grace. So I'm going to give you the quickest way to grow in God's grace is by going to Mass, what you're doing, and receiving communion. But every communion you receive is more fervent than the communion before. Easier said than done, huh? And honestly, we don't do this. Sometimes we're a little bit more mediocre, apagado is in Spanish, no? So try every time you receive communion with greater love. In the Carmelite convent there in Alhambra with the Carmelite sisters, you've got a placard that says, "Priest, man of God, celebrate the Mass as if it were your first Mass. Celebrate it as if it were your last Mass, celebrate it as if it were your only Mass." You receive communion as if it were your first, your last, and your only. Amen?
Amen.
If you do that, you're on the highway to holiness, and you're on the highway to dying in the grace of God. As St. Alphonsus says, the grace of all graces, the grace of all graces is to die in the state of grace. Let's beg Mary the full of grace for that grace today. Amen? Responsorial psalm. Any poets here? You're a poet and you don't even know it? Very poetic, isn't it? I will draw water joyfully from the fount of salvation. I love it. I love language, no? Where is that? I will draw water joyfully from the fount of salvation. That's the open heart of Christ that was pierced with a lance. Amen?
Amen?
That's what it is. That's a mystical interpretation. When his heart was pierced with a lance and blood and water came gushing forth, that's when the church was born, from the open side of Christ. Yeah. That's the sacramental life. So thirst once again for the Eucharist. Amen?
Amen.
The past couple of days, the Gospel's message is very clear. And the message is, we're called to be vigilant and prepared, because we don't know the day nor the hour. The day nor the hour that we're all going to die. I don't want to say a macabre or apocalyptic or somewhat eerie, but one day we're going to die. Will it be in 30 years? Will it be in 30 weeks? Will it be in 30 minutes? Will it be in 30 seconds? We really don't know. But what Jesus is saying in the Gospel today is we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. That is the message of the Gospel today. We don't know the day nor the hour that God is going to call us. You know, my friends, I prepare for death every day 200 times. I do. I prepare for death every day 200 times. You know why? Because, like all of you people, I say four rosaries a day. Most of you pray five, right, or six? So I made a New Year's proposal to pray four rosaries a day, and I've done it 95% of the time since January. And that's my proposal. I want to say the rosary, four rosaries a day, every day until I'm 104. That's when my grandmother died, okay? I may not reach that, but my proposal is to get four rosaries in a day. I think all of you could do it if you organize your day better. Four rosaries would be una telenovela, right? It's a telenovela. It's a soap opera. It's an hour. Father Larry prays the rosary in 18 minutes. I'm in New York in 12 minutes, okay? So if you want to save quicker, live in New York, okay? Okay, last but not least, St. Joseph. Have you ever heard of Teresa of Avila? Her feast day was 2 weeks ago, right? St. Teresa of Avila says that St. Joseph is the greatest saint. She says that some of the saints, they kind of drag their feet a little bit. They kind of wait on you. You have to do a novena and maybe a couple, three or four extra days, no? A novena and a half. But she says, St. Joseph is very quick. And I've experienced that. If you really want to have a special grace for work, your husband, your family, St. Joseph. What's your favorite title of St. Joseph? I like St. Joseph is the master of the interior life. Isn't that beautiful? Know what that means? He's the one who can teach us to pray. Did you know that St. Joseph taught Jesus how to pray? Some of you theologians in disguise will say, well, that's impossible because Jesus is God. Hey, but he had two natures, right? So in his human nature, he grew in wisdom and knowledge and grace before God. His divine nature can't change. That would be an imperfection, right? But in his human nature, Jesus had to say, Abba. Who was the one that taught Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want? St. Joseph and Mary. So I have a great love for St. Joseph. So I've given you a little tidbit from this Japanese Neshu. Hopefully all of us will all live holy lives, die holy deaths, and be with St. Joseph in heaven forever. Amen. Amen.